Well, we finished doing the Chavos Yair, the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Yaivitz, right? The Chavos Yair was the one. Chavos Yair we have in this packet. He's the one who originally put the Rambams together, and he said. And he had a whole pilpul here, and the Yaivitz said, wait, this lady, he says, Chavos Yair says effectively, but just because she was Mizana, we're going to allow her to do an abortion. And the Yaivitz said, yeah, she's Chayavas Misa. So this is like a partial Onesh Misa, so it's Mutter. And he says, and even if that's true, who lets you be Mashcha Zera? The original question about Ashkasa Zera, that's what the question was about. And they wanted to say, is it like abortion, not like abortion? And the Yaivitz says, no, Ashkasa Zera is about, not about abortion at all. It's about bringing Tuma, and it's about all these like mystical concepts. And therefore, that might be terrible in Osir, and even though the abortion might be Mutter. It could be Ashkasa Zera is Osir, but the abortion is still Mutter because they're not necessarily totally in each other. Then we saw the Behuda, who says you need to have a road if it's us. Fine. So that's for the classical achronim. I want to move now to Haras Chesed, who gives the most geschmack. And it's not so, it's like populistic, but it's amazing in what he does here, the Haras Chesed. Haras Chesed Lublin. And this is fundamental because everyone quotes it because he might be right. He's the one who makes the... He's the one who really sets in stone the idea that he's going to defend the Rambam. He's going to make a machlokas, Rambam and the Ran, and he's going to have three lishitaseis in the Rambam and the Ravid. He's like an achronos sefer. And he's the one who introduces, if you look in the Rambam, we said the Rambam says kirodev, and we want to know why does the Rambam have to say kirodev? The Gemara doesn't say kirodev. Why do you need kirodev? Shouldn't pikuach nefesh be enough? And we saw the Nodeb Yehuda say, yeah, it just means you have to have an excuse. It can't just be stam. You need a reason. So what does that mean? How does that work? So the Taras Chesed is going to defend that. And the Taras Chesed is also going to say, if you look carefully in the Rambam, there's something unique about the Rambam. I don't know if you have a Rambam with you, but I do. The Rambam says the following. I mean, we'll see the Rambam inside in a minute. The Rambam says, Harezim mitzvahs lo sase shalom lochus al nefesh harodiv. Lefichach horu chachamim sha'uber shimakasha leilid mutar lachtach ha'uber b'me'a ben b'sam ben b'yad meishu kerodiv achrei laharga. V'imisha hotzi rosh o'i nogim bo shendo chenefesh mitzvah nefesh zo tivoh shalolam. So we're going to go through every line in here, but he just points out that they're talking about an ubara shimakasha leilid, right? Which that's the case in the Gemara. That's the case in Olo. She's makasha leilid. She's trying to have a baby. He says, yeah! There's something unique about makasha leilid. The Rambam only requires a rodiv at makasha leilid. Before makasha leilid, the Rambam holds like everybody else. Right? So Makasha Leilad effectively means it's like almost like a pseudo Ritzicha almost, and that's why you have to have a Rodev, right? Because why would you need a Rodev? Normally I can violate it. If it's whatever Isser Daraisa it would be, whatever Isser Daraisa it would be to save the mother should be Mutter. The only three Isser Daraisa I couldn't violate to save the mother would be Ritzicha Vatzar Gili Arayis. So this would most likely be Ritzicha, and therefore you have to say he's a Rodev, otherwise, because a Rodev you can kill even though it's Ritzicha, right? For Atzalas HaNirduf. So here, because it's Ritzicha, and therefore I have to save the mother, so I'm allowed to violate Ritzicha to save the mother. He says, yeah, that's only true once Makasha Leilad, which is at the end of the ninth month. Effectively means, for the Rambam, according to Taras Chesed, well, for the rest of her pregnancy, it's going to be much more kal. So that's his Chiddush. It comes really from him, and so we'll see how he develops that, and really how he got into that question to begin with. So the Taras Chesed at the end of Chelek Evin Ezer, Mbeiz, Men Gimel, and Dalet has three tshuvas. And he introduces them here. We'll see it in Membeis on the first page here. Nidrash dimi kol Torah so lasim yuni ve'uvda shabal lefanav be'isha she'amrula kol ha'daktorim befe'echad she'mechuyoves lehizar mi leholid. She can't have any children. She'im toli bevadei chalila v'chulei, that she might die if she gets pregnant. So what should she do? V'tzivu alel asum mochbo so mokam kodim tashmish. She should put something as a barrier to prevent getting pregnant. V'chadei she'lo tesaber if she doesn't get pregnant. V'gam amru she'moch achar tashmish ein mo'ela. And just, so there's a moch, leaving out the silos of Ashkos HaZera, that's his next tshuva, in Mem Gimel Mem Dalet, right? You're doing Gemara and Yuvamas, Yud Beis, there's a moch lifnei tashmish, moch la'achar tashmish, and moch la'achar tashmish isn't going to work. Which makes a lot of sense. Why should moch la'achar tashmish be as effective as moch lifnei tashmish? Right, but just, in a chanami, but you have to wonder why should a moch la'achar tashmish be effective? La'achar tashmish, like once the...
It sucks things up.
Right, everything. I guess it depends how effective your moch is lachar tashmish, but like, it can't be anywhere nearly as effective as a moch lifnei tashmish. Okay, so you okay? So I'm fascinating. So here the doctor said no. V'darash kavod haromema meisi lachvoz dati lo nir elis dati b'zev achar samti ini b'zev elu estonotai b'ezvan esam l'chadish kol pirtei dini mistafim l'zev echlak dos osu simonim. What about moch? Right? So first he's going to talk about abortion. Can kill the baby. Then he's going to talk about moch. Then he's going to talk about all sorts of things in three tshuvas. So this tshuva is about abortion. Okay? Okay. So this tshuva he's going to do about abortion first. And the other tshuvas are fascinating. Not our Indian right now. And in the moch lachar, in the hoshas zerah tshuva, he just goes through all the different shittas. He has like 17 different shittas and like tries to be makel according to all of them. It's really fascinating.
Rasam just gave share on this.
Oh yeah? Yesterday. Why?
Last year, not either.
Oh, okay, fine. So the Taras Chesed is like good. He has chidushim in each shita, but nothing like fundamental. He just goes through all like 17 shittas in every region. It's like the Tashbetz and the Riva. It's fascinating. Okay. Did he talk about this tshuva, Membeis? Because it's not really relevant to the issue. Fine. So, I mean, it's the previous. He said this is Siman Aleph. So, right? So he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Chazam Sofer all said that it's usher, even if she might die, they do moch with Natash. But she goes, I don't understand why that could be. And now this is what he's going to start with. So if you look in Aleph, he talks, of course, the Mishnah Alos. Right? So we're just going to go through because it's so good. It's so good. It's like it really all works out. If you buy into his arguments, it all works really, 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 really well. And it's a shtickle counterintuitive, so it's cool. So in Aleph, he quotes Mishnah Alos, Zayin Vav, right? Right? So we save her life. So if we can kill the baby, he says, you can certainly be Mashkazera. Right, okay. If we can kill the baby, right? So the loka yavitz. The yavitz he doesn't put that, but the yavitz already said no. The two separate isurim, one can be usher, one can be mutter. Fine. So now he's going to say, okay. So what is this about this? Now he wants to know about this Mishnah Alos. He's going to go through. He has two different approaches to Mishnah Alos, right? To explain harigas ubrim, and then he's going to develop a third approach to Mishnah Alos a little bit later. The third approach is a little bit nishtah nishtah. We'll see. So the first one is in base, okay. He says there are two mahalchim. This is the Ran in Chulin. I believe we saw this. So the Mishnah in Eirchin says, "Ha'isha yotza leharig ein mamtin la'cha'at shetelet." Right? If a lady is pregnant, then we have to execute her. So then we do not wait until she gives birth. We kill her with the baby straight out. But if kvar akar lotzeis or yashva la'mashber, then we do wait. Fine. So the Ran wants to say. They want to prove from here. The Ran in Chulin is worried about Uber Yerachimo or Uber Lav Yerachimo. That's his sugya, and he goes through all of Shas to look for Uber Yerachimo or Uber Lav Yerachimo. So he says, from here you see, right? From here you would have said Uber Yerachimo. Why can he kill the baby? You can kill the baby Uber Yerachimo. So at first he brings this as a raya. We have it in one of the packets. The Ran brings this as a raya that Uber Yerachimo. Okay. So he says. So that's the. It's not here. That's what the Ran says originally. Ubar Yerachimo, and he brings this as a raya. Then he says, no, we really hold Ubar Lav Yerachimo. So he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So it's important that he quotes Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam is quoted elsewhere differently. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. Kaimon, Ubar Lav Yerachimo, he's in the second line. V'hai, de'isha, yotza leharig, ein mamtin in lacha teled. We don't wait. So why? Lav mishum Ubar Yerachimo, which is what his hafamina was. Ella, shekevan shimuchu yeves misa. Right, she's chayav misa. Ein me'anin esdina. We don't torture her. We don't extend the suffering of her any longer. So we have to kill her now. Meaning sitting on death row, the Gemara assumes to be a bad thing. We don't do that. So v'lavlad kevan shel yotzi la'avir olam lo chayshinon. And for the baby, since it wasn't born, lo chayshinon. What's pshat? So he says, harei da'af rak mishum shelo la'anos esdina. Lo chayshinan lo vlad, kevin shal yotzal avir olam. Avshak var yesh lo chiyas. The vlad's alive, right? Yesh lo chiyas, whatever that means. It could be in the 6th, 7th month. Umemis no semikodem. Like it says in Erechim, we do that. So he says, okay, so first of all, imkein kal vachomer, benosan kal vachomer, that you can, if you can kill the baby, right? Just because shalo la'anos edina, you could certainly be mashka zeret, so she shouldn't die. Okay, that's really not our issue. Right, so he says, "What? So why are we choshesh lavlad? Lavlad lo chayshinan. It doesn't seem like it's a terribly big iser at all, right? So we'll see later. The Achiezer actually uses his run to say something that's a drabonim. He says, oh, there's machlokas rishonim, whether harigas ubrim is derisive to Rabban, the Ram holds the Rabbanan, and he quotes his line. Okay? It's a particular take on that on that line, but the levlad lo chayshinan certainly sounds like it's not a, because inuy adin, which seems to be a daraisa concept, at least an inuy adin. So inuy adin trumps this iser, so it can't be such a serious iser, but it could be an iser daraisa, just one that gets sidestepped for inuy adin. He says lumat. So we have the Rambam, the famous Rambam, which you just saw. Right, I said lefira chorach alenachem shahu ubra mekashi mekasha leilad mutar lachka chah ubra mea bein besam bein biyad mneishu karodef achrei lahargo. He says vizel tivo shel olam. No, sorry, he didn't quote it accurately. He doesn't give you the second half. Ve'im mishahotzi rosh so eino gimbo shein doche nefesh min nefesh vizel tivo shel olam. Right. So he says from the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam is quoted in the Smag in the Shulchan Aruch. We shouldn't just think it's the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes word for word from the Rambam. So if you wanted to know what the halacha would be, it would follow the Rambam. Now it's really important to figure out what the Rambam holds. So he says, yeah, so the Rambam seemingly requires it to be a rodef, right? And if it's not a rodef, you would not be allowed to kill it. You would not be allowed to kill it to save the mother's life, right? So he seems to disagree with the Rambam. You can't say, la vlad lo chayshinon. You need it to be a rodef. If you need it to be a rodef, then it sounds like it's a lot. The iser is a lot more significant than the Ran made it out to be. You can't say lavlad lo chashina, right? The pligel aram fereshar mishnah de'erichin anal. He says, amnam divrei ramam b'siyat muflay maod kasher hiksha agon mari pik lano de bihuda, right? Because he says, he quotes all these jubas. Okay, he says he lists the kashas. So if you look in Dalit. Look in Dalin. So Klishya Aleph, Ech Kos V'Dalachim O'Dalachim Chata Ober Mishum Shuk Rodev. Typical Shafilu Ein Rodev Ein Harginato. Because Rashi said, right? Kol Zman Shli Yotzei La'Avir Olam Lav Nefeshu V'Nitan Lahargo La'Hatzilas Imo. That was Rashi, right? Why couldn't the Rambam hold like Rashi? Because of another Bihuda. No, you can't kill one person and save another. But it's not that he's not bothered by this whole thing. He says, but it's a big Shiloh. So he says, "V'hinel fi mashikat v'aran ala mishnah de'erchin anal." At the end of this dalid, the lahachi ein mamtina la'isha yotzei laharig mishum de'ein ma'anisdin. If lavad lo shalayt alav lo chayshin lan kan, harid lo chayshin lavad v'hargin atom ikodem rak laman shalayanu is dinimo. Imkin kol shekin shein lochus v'vlad b'shul atzalos nefeshimo. V'nishar akushi la Rambam matam derodefu. Where did the Rambam come up with this? So he's going to say the Rambam really holds. So we notice if you look in Tosfosim, we saw different Tosfosim saying different things. Right? The Tosfos in Sanhedrin said mi'ika midi. Right, the first one when it said when we're talking about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nuntes is trying to learn out the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach and says Mika Midi, whatever the Goyim have, we have also. Right, whatever's for the Bnei Noach, we also are usherin. So Tosfos says, what about Harigas Ubrim? Right, for all we know is Shofech Dam HaAdam, but Adam is for Bnei Noach. We don't have an Isser for Yisraelim. He says Mikol Makom Lo Shari, it's usher, and it has to be a Daraisa, right? Because Mika Midi is a Sfar Daraisa. Right, so whatever iser they have, we certainly have it also. So he says, "Lafi zeh yeshlamar daramus for like hatosus and Sanhedrin and Tesmad Aleph the halakam midili Yisrael shari l'vinei noach aser v'zal v'ala uber the akum chayav l'Yisrael pader afagav the pader mikolkom lo shari." Right, right. Tosus and Chulin Lam Gimel says similar lashon. Right, and it must be daraisa. It must be daraisa because if it's mika midi, it must be that anything that v'nei noach are aser and we're also aser and they're aser midaraisa, we must be aser daraisa also. Okay, and also the raya there is from Chatzishir. He has another raya. And he says, "Yeah, but Tosfos and Nida Mem Zayin. Remember Tosfos and Nida Mem Zayin went on. Tosfos and Nida Mem Zayin said, Katan ben Yom.' Right, the Gemara there says Tinok ben Yom Echad. You can't kill him, which sounds like before you can. So Tosfos there tries to go through a whole thing, and they say, "Oh, when the and then the Gemara then said, "Aye, but Yashvala Mashper Umesa were Mechal Shabbos for the Ober." Right? So the Tosfos there said, oh, when the mother dies, it's different. Remember that, Tosfos? So it tried to bring a raya. Remember, he brought a weird raya from Goses. So the Goses, you're not chayiv if you kill it. So too here, it's mutter lahargo. And we said, and the yayivitz we saw in the back of the chavaz, and the maritzchia said, no. What do you mean mutter lahargo? It's not relative, it's not shayach to a, it's not parallel to a Goses. You're not allowed to kill a Goses. It's putter, but you're not allowed to kill a Goses. So anyway, he says, no, mutter lahargo. Yeah, by an Uber, it's Mutter Lahargo, he holds like the Ran. He says that Tosfos machlokes haTosfosim. Tosfos on Yida Mem Dalid holds. Holds like the Ran, right? He says like the Ran, it's mutar lahargo for on this particular right for inui adin. It's mutar lahargo. You know mutar lahargo stam, but there's not really much of an iser here, and you're allowed to kill it. There's no real of an iser. Okay. Fine. So there's a big problem before we continue in the Haggah here on the bottom. He points out, okay, so for the Ran it's mutter to kill it, there's not really much of a disser. So what about Mika Midi? The Gemara still says Mika Midi, you still gotta deal with that. So look at the Haggah on the bottom. Ula Ran Latosus the Nida Hanal, right? He wants to make a Halakha Tosfos him. Right? Remember the Maritzchis and the Maritzchis changed the Girsa in Tosfos. But let's say we don't. Hanal Yisar Koshes Tosfos Sanhedrin, the Mika Midi, the Bnei Noach Ne'erag of the Israel, sorry. So Yesh Lomar, the Belav Hachi Israel Israel. He says, it's Usr Yisrael for another reason. You're right, it's not Harigas Ubrim, but there's another Isser here. Right? Because for the Ran, Mitzad Harigas Ubrim, there's no real Isser. Right? It's Usr. Why? Kol HaMaka Yisrael over below Tasa. V'i, right? You violate. How did you do an abortion? You were Chovel. Forget Harigas Ubrim. You were also Chovel. Chovel is also Daraisa. V'i, Shehi Maskemes LaHakosa. And even if she agrees, it's Usr. Not allowed to hit someone even if they agree. Right? So it's Chavala. So he says, yeah, v'yeli de sam. And what if you do it without a chavala? You give her a medication, you give her methotrexate or something, and she causes her an abortion, so there's no chavala at all. Ha'kosav aros ve'aran, she'zeh sakana le'imuk, she'tel dubar meis. Wait a minute, abortion is a mapelas. A mapelas is a makom sakana. So even if there's no chavala, you cause her to be in sakana, so you that's effectively putting her in sakana, that's a chavala. V'she nitzrach ha'kosav, okay, fine. So he says another is a chaval sa'im. So the shaila would be maybe today there wouldn't be any chavala and there wouldn't be any sakana. Right? So what do you do today? Methotrexate doesn't cause a sakana to the mother. Likely, right? We're doing an abortion really early on. Really early on. You can only do methotrexate in the first couple of weeks. Right, the baby you can't even, you barely, it's detectable in ultrasound maybe, but very small. Very small. Most women might realize they're pregnant because they missed their period, but they're not, this is not, we're talking about very, 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 very early. So it's a dangerous drug, but let's say we could do it in such a way that there's no sakana to the mother and there's no chavala. So then what do you do? So you could say, so what do I do with the Mika Midi? Right, so you could say, you're right, but there's still an Isser on the books because there was Mika Midi B'Shat Matan Torah and say like the Chazanish, Naim Alfim Torah or something like that. Or you can say Lo Plug, or you can give out, you can say Nachanami. Maybe it wouldn't be Usser for the Ran, which is a little bit wild. But he doesn't want to say that. Fine. So now, okay, so he develops Machlokas Ran and the Rambam. The Rambam thinks it's Isser D'Oraisa, it's Karav L'Ratzicha. And the Ran seems to think that it's not really so Usser at all, Lo Chayshinon, and it's not really a big deal. And he has so much so he thinks that the Ran isn't a big deal, he has to worry, what about the Mika Midi? Fine. So he says, really, 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 this is a larger machlaikas. It's not about harigas ubrim, it's about uber yerech imo. So if I had to ask you ahead of time, so we know there's a famous machlaikas uber yerech imo, uber lav yerech imo. So if you know one position holds that harigas ubrim is karav l'ratzicha, and one holds it's karav to not being asr at all, which one would you pick to be uber yerech imo and uber lav yerech imo?
Uber lav yerech imo should be karav l'ratzicha.
Karav l'ratzicha, and
yerech imo, so you're not killing the mother at the end.
Right, that's what you would say, right?
But he's
going to
flip it.
He's going to flip it. But I would have said intuitively, if it's Yerach Imo, so then, okay, I cut off her finger. You can't tell me that's Karav L'Ratzicha. And Nechanami, I cut off her Yerach. It's not Karav L'Ratzicha.
Why not?
But, It might be Chavala on Shabbos. Mali Kat L'Kula, Mali Kat L'Palga. Ask someone who Kat L'Kula, Kat L'Palga, and they'll tell you a difference. Yeah, L'Gabe Shabbos, I understand. But Lagabe Katla, I understand also. So I would have said that. I would have said if it's Yerech, right? Is that intuitive? That's what my intuition was. If it's Yerech Imo, so then, worst comes to worst, I did Chavala. I didn't do, it's hard to say Karav L'Ratzicha. If it's Lav Yerech Imo, so it's an independent entity. So it's Shayech that Ratzicha should be Chal Lagabe such an entity. He's going to flip it and he makes it less. It's so cool. Anyway, I like this. So V'yesh Lomar D'Haram V'Asul Chanarach Azli L'Shitasam. Yeah? The pligi imika isra la arugas a uber talib pflugtas yamrin an uber yerech ima hu lo. So he says, wait a minute. He says, what did the Ran say? L'Ran, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, said, if it's Yerach Imo, so then the Gemara in Erechin wants to know, can you kill the mother with the baby, right? So you have a possible, if you can kill the mother with the baby if it's Uber Yerach Imo, right? Fine. Right? That makes sense. If it's Uber Lav Yerach Imo, I have a Kasha. If it's Uber Lav Yerach Imo, why kill the baby? So the Ran said, for the Pursuit of Rabbeinu Tam, L'Uber Lo Chayshinan. So if you hold Uber Lav Yerach Imo, you have to come on to V'Lav Lad Lo Chayshinan. Right? If it's Lav Yerach Imo, you have to tell me I don't care about the baby. If you hold Yerach Imo, I don't have to hold that. So he says, if you hold Yerach Imo, I can say there's an Isser Harigas Ubrim. Here it's Mutter. Right? If you hold Lav Yerach Imo, you have to come on to the Ran's Yusim Rabbeinu Tam, that L'chai Vlad Lo Chai Shinon, and the Vlad's nothing. So it's the opposite. If you hold Lav Yerach Imo, there's barely an Isser, and if you hold Yerach Imo, there is potentially an Isser Atzmi. So just read it inside because it's a little bit weird. Right? Because it's just, I thought it was kind of
weird. Why wouldn't you say L'chai Vlad Lo Chai Shinon even if you were whole?
You don't have to. You don't have to make such a chiddush. You don't have to say that. The Ran agreed. If I want, this was a proof. This Gemara in Erechim was a proof. Uber Yerach Imo. That's why he killed the baby. Uber Yerach Imo. And Rabbeinu Tam said, no. Even though we hold Uber Lav Yerach Imo, he wants to say that. So what about all these Gemaras? I can explain each one away. Explain each one away by saying L'chayiv Lad L'chayshinon. If you hold Uber Yerach Imo, you don't have to say that. You might, but he says you don't have to. So just read it inside to reinforce the point because it's a little bit counterintuitive. The Haran Shamit Chila Kamar Ha'in Demamtin Lad Shetelet Humishub Dover Yerachimahu. Via Gemara Din Gamala Uber Lahamiso. It makes sense. The Gemara Din was on the Uber because it's just like the Gemara Din was on her Yerach, on her foot, on her hand. Aval the Alma is Isser Lahamis Uber. Normally it's Harigas Uber. It's an Isser. But here it's part of her, so we kill it. We kill it. Masha'en came to Ib Kaimal and Uber Lav Yerachimo Velon Gemara Din Ala Uber. Right? There's no, it's a separate being. Im Kain had the Mimitina Uber Al Karchach Yeshlamar Koshkat of Haran, the Eight Chashas Mimisa. So. Okay, so fine. So he says, and everything lines up. The Rambam's going to hold Uber Yerach Imo, and therefore there's Isser Atzmi. The Ran's going to hold there's Uber Lav Yerach Imo, and therefore we don't care. And he's going to say, oh, and the Tosfos seem to agree. I mean, you can split the Tosfos however you want. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin, who holds that there's an Isser, is going to say Yerach Imo. And Tosfos in Nida, according to him, who says there's no Isser, right? It says Mutter, is going to hold that Lav Yerach Imo, right? And he says, there's a big machlaikis. What does the Rambam hold? Does the Rambam hold Yerach? What about an all of Shas? Uber Yerach Imo, Lav Yerach Imo is a sugi in all of Shas. So what does the Rambam hold? Yerach Imo or Lav Yerach Imo? It's not going to be enough coming in here. It's going to be enough coming in Kutchum. It's going to be enough coming in Treif. It's going to be all over the place. So the Lecha Mishnah and Shara Melech say the Rambam holds Yerach Imo. So that works out nice, right? Because the Torah's Chesed said, if you hold Yerach Imo, it's an Isser Atzmi. So the Rambam who holds it, it's an Isser Atzmi, also holds Yerach Imo. It's Oshitase. And Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam can hold like one of the two opinions in Tosfos that Lav Yerach Imo. Fine. Okay? So he thinks it's really totally over Yerach Imo and over Lav Yerach Imo. That's really, really what this machlokas is. And he thinks, he says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins over Yerach Imo. It's a big machlokas, does the Shulchan Aruch hold that or not? But he's saying the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rambam instead of the Ran, because he holds Yerach Imo also. As opposed to the fact that all of Choshen Mishpat pretty much comes, that part comes out of the Rambam. But relevant, the end of Choshen Mishpat comes out of the Rambam. Doesn't make a difference. The Shulchan Aruch, he wants to claim, holds Yerach Imo. There's a big machlokas achronim. But if it holds Yerach Imo in all in Yanim, right? There's tons of nafkaminis over Yerach Imo that it makes sense then to say there's an Isser Atzmi. That's why Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. So this is, so now, before he gets to his Lashitases, right? He points out a very difficult fact. So he says, wait a minute. So for the Rambam who holds Uber Yerach Imo, so let's just chazer, Yerach Imo, therefore there's an Isser Atzmi to kill the baby, right? So therefore you need to have Rodev. He says, but wait a minute. Uber Yerach Imo means what? So you look in Zion. Shalom. Here, back. So he says, Om Namadayin, I don't know what that means. Efshar line. Lama Leila Rambam Latam de Rodev. Why does the Rambam need Rodev? The Afim Neima the Iker Isser Leisrael Hamisa Uber. We're in Sifkat and Zion. Afal Bichin the Gabe Hatzalas Nefesh Imo Ein Lesser. Why does he need to be a Rodev? Why is because Nefesh not enough? The Acher Darmina he holds Yerach Imo. Aren't you allowed to cut off your own Yerach to save your life? If the whole reason that abortions also for the Rambam is because Uber Yerach Imo, and there's an Isser Atzmi, if it's really Yerach Imo, you're allowed to cut off your finger to save your life. Sof, right? So. Why does he need Rodev? right? Even then, it should be yes for the Ran who holds is barely an Isser. So there's barely an Isser. So what could push it off? Inuya didn't could push it off. Not Inuya didn't could push it off. But for the Rambam, even if you hold Yerachima, why do you need Rodev? Pikuach Nefesh itself should push it off. He has a fancy lashon. He says, "Darmin, Darman posik the uber liyarachimo lahachi argin gamisa uber hechin the dingwar dina isha lamisa mitam the uber arveyarachimo ubata liimo v'dami mamish liyarecha imken huadin leinian hatzalas imo yesh dan lechashuk hi yarachimo v'chi hechin the nitzrach lachtoch yarecha lahatzalas avadim with her the kol asarite asher la ishitein v'ad nafsho kein ein svar less or as chasas a uber b'shul hatzalas imo." Why if it's yarachimo, so then pikuach nefesh should be enough. We still haven't justified why the Rambam needs Rodev. We know why the Rambam has a more extreme view, but why does he need Rodev? So he says, where's the answer? So he doesn't like the Nodeh Yehuda. So, well, let's see. V'amashal shekasav anodeh Yehuda anal v'zal otu mihutar la'arog esat treifel ha'atzilat ha'shalem. He says, how are you allowed to kill one person and save another? Never, even if it's a treifel, you're not chayev. You're not allowed to matzil asmo mamon chavero. Mashenke the uber the who yerach imo. If you hold uber yerach imo, it has nothing to do with the no to be who this point in the treifa. Mk nishar akush yolamle la ram letam uber averodev. So here he gives his famous answer. Vinirali tucked into the end of Zion. Should be mishna the erchin anal isa b'seifa ha'isha shiashvela mashber memtinin la'acha teled. Why are we waiting? They come a farish, but Gemara, my time a kaven de akar guf achrinahu. That's why we're waiting. V'lefize af leman da amar uber yerech imohu. He's waiting. Uber yerech imo until what point? Uber yerech imo, the baby's 3 months old. It's still yerech imo. No, it's what's uber. There's got to be a point of transition. Hu daf ga'ad eich yosheves ala mashber. Right, once he's yosheves ala mashber, the vlad is akar latzeis. The Gemara said, kaven de akar latzeis guf achrinahu. Don't ask me what akar latzeis is. I think it's about the time of Yosheves al Mashber. Don't ask me what that is either. But we'll pretend that they coincide at some point. It makes sense that the baby becomes a separate being even before it comes out. Aval achas Yosheves al Mashber gufachrinahu kevin de akar mimakom chiyusu bebeten imo veaz lo chashvin leirech imo. Right? Okay. So yeah. Okay. So it's only yerech imo up until that point. You're right. And he says. So he says like this: kol zman that is yerech imo for piguach nefesh, it should definitely be mutter. Right. Right, you don't need Rodev. You see, you need Rodev la'achar. Once it's no longer Yerachimo, it's lav Yerachimo, then why are we allowed to kill it? Right, the Rambam doesn't hold of Rabbeinu Tam's l'chay v'lad l'chashinon. Right? But once it's lav Yerachimo, once it's akar latzeis, it should be, then it's not Yerachimo anymore. It shouldn't be mutter for Pekuch HaNefesh. So he says, yeah. L'zos nachon ha-Rambam anal d'ayri b'makosh alei l'chiyu sheves ala mashber v'lav Yerachimo rakuf achrin ha-chashvin alei shapir sviril le'den la'mi so afi shul atzal s'imo rak mitam da'ubar havik rodev. That's where the Rambam said a makosh alei. The Rambam only said his chiddush that you need a rodev by isha makosh alei, which drastically reduces the force of the Rambam. Now it's only about like a woman who's giving birth. At previously, during the whole pregnancy, it's not going to be you're not going to require the baby to be a rodef at all. You only require to be a rodef once akar latzeis, but kodem lachin, we're not really sure what it's going to be yet for the Rambam, right? I'm not sure what level of isser it is. It's definitely an isser daraisa, it's definitely an isser atzmi, and definitely pikuach nefesh is docha. Other things might be docha also, but pikuach nefesh is certainly docha. Other things may be docha as well, this isser daraisa, but it's certainly not ritzicha. It's certainly not ritzicha in as much as I don't need it to be a rodef in order to allow. That's his chiddush, based on this kash in the Rambam. Right? If you hold a Tzirach Imo, why isn't it Mutter Mishum Pekuach Nefesh? Now, that's...
Based on the Hemshech of the Gemara in Erechin, which I just looked up,
so then
I found this Rambam, which also sounds a little bit similar.
Which Rambam?
It's Sanhedrin Yud Beis Daled.
Okay.
So he says, Mishnig Mardino, in Mashino so Eli Harak Biyomo, Afilhoisa Ubara, in Mamtinla, Achetelid, Umakino so Kineged Besa Hirayon, Achia, must have Vlad Tehila.
Yeah, it's a Gemara.
Volume is all Mashbear, Mamtinla, Achetelid.
That's the Mishnah.
That part I don't think was in the.
Yeah, it's in the Gemara. If it's not in the Mishnah, it's
in the
first
one. No, in the Machina, it was, but in Yashal Mashbear, I don't think.
Yeah, sure.
That was there too?
Sure. If it's not in the Mishnah, it's in the first couple lines of the Gemara. It's in the Mishnah. Ha'isha Shiyash V'Lamash V'Ramtin L'Achat Eilud. The Mishnah has two parts. Ha'isha shiyatza lehari gin mamtin lachatelet. Ha'isha shiyatza lehmashbar mamtin lachatelet.
Okay, so even better. So it's there.
Yeah.
But that may be also a lot of where it's coming from. Meaning that there's a difference between killing the baby. What
right? It could be. It could also be that like all the other rishonim said, well, inu yadin is different at that point because the Gemara itself asks. And we say because of gufachrinahu.
Right.
So that could be if you hold. Right. The question is, how are you reading that Gemara? Are you reading that Gemara as lavi arachimo, and therefore gufachrinahu means less than what it means for the Rambam. If you hold that Gemara is aliba demanda amar over yarachimo. Because you pass in the Bayarachimo and you have to pass in that Gemara.
Right.
So then what does Gufachrina mean? That might be exactly where he's getting it from, right? If Gufachrina, why? Because Yashvala Mashmer, so it's Gufachrina, even though Bayarachimo at some point ends. Are you saying that's a raya for Taras Chesed?
Meaning, I'm just saying that it works very well with meaning the fact that the Rama maintains that distinction.
He doesn't have a choice, but yeah, it's a Mishnah.
Right, but the fact that he does have
I think
have
it's
that.
Even better. I think the fact that the Gemara there says Gufachrinahu, the Gemara wants to know why, and you say Gufachrinahu. So if you read that Gemara like the Ran wanted to originally, like the Rambam is, like the Tosfos is arguing the Rambam is, that Yerech Imo, so why Mamtini? Because Gufachrinahu. It's Gufachrinahu because it's no longer Yerech Imo. Right? That's
right.
A subtext.
Right.
So that works really well for the Tosfos' reading, yeah.
Right.
If that's what you're trying to, I think that's true. So that's where he comes up with this chiluk. Now, he doesn't think this chiluk is the end be all and end all of his whole tshuva. He's going to go on and try to prove the Rambam's point. But practically, lemaisa, once you've mitigated the Rambam to lemaisa, if you adopt the Taras Chesed's chiddush, you have a tremendous, tremendous kula now, even though you want to pass like the Rambam. You don't even have a rodev. Fine. Okay. Fine. So now. We have all these shilas. Right, I just have my notes here. We don't know what the geder ha'isr is beforehand. Pikuach nefesh is doxa. Reb Unterman has this famous kasha. Someone holds a gun to your head and says, abort that baby or I'll kill you. So is that baby a rodef? It's hard to say that baby's a rodef. Right? Mela, if the baby is causing something to go on in the mother, is in danger, or the pregnancy is endangering her life in some way. Her pregnancy is endangering your life. Yes, but it's a little bit forced. So, would that be mutter now, according to the Taras Chesed's reading of the Rambam? It's mutter bishop goch nefesh. You don't need a rodef anymore.
Assuming she's already Yashvala Mashper.
No, she's not Yashvala Mashper. But her life, she's fine. You kill the baby or I'll kill you. You're not pregnant. No offense, but you know. You can't be.
No.
Not yet. So would that be? So maybe, yeah. So the Chavatel Sasharon in Shmos wants to say that might be Pshat in the Maharsha and the Medrash, and he really thinks that's true. You can kill the... Then it's, if you only need Pikuach Nefesh and you don't need a Rodef, then it should be fine. Then Rav Unterman Shaila is not a Shaila. I think Rav Unterman had a Shaila because he didn't buy the Taras Chesed's distinction, I think. I'm not sure if he bought the Taras Chesed's distinction or not. I'm pretty sure not. So then he had a Shaila. But the Chavatel Sasharon in Shmos wants to say that this should be Heter Gomer. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Mutter Mishu Pikuach Nefesh. Because it's just Stam and Isser. For the Rambam, it's an Isser Atzmi, right? He doesn't get into the Taras Chesed. But if it's an Isser Atzmi, it's like eating treif. You're allowed to eat treif, Makapuach Nefesh. So you're allowed to do a Rega Subur, Makapuach Nefesh. Has nothing to do with it being... I mean, yes, you're also going to be Chovel, the mother. So you're allowed to be Chovel in her. So that's a Shaila. So you can do it without Chavala. So you can do it without Chavala. You can do it without Trexate, it's not going to be a Sakana. You have to come up with a way that it doesn't involve any other Isser. But tomorrow we'll come up with a new... we'll zap it with lasers, I don't know. With the Stralin.
But even so, I mean, it might be an Isra'atmi, but it depends what kind of Isra it is.
It's so long as it's not Ritzicha.
But there's also a Bizrayo.
Of Ritzicha? If it was a Bizrayo of Ritzicha, it might be Har Goliav, according to some Rishonim.
Right.
But where would you think... Why would you think it's a Bizrayo? We have no Raya that what it is.
Right.
So I think Alech Al-Havi Raya that's a Bizrayo of Ritzicha. So you might have Raya's and other Rishonim. There might be a Resicha with that Mikamide. It's possible, but he suggested... I mean, it's definitely a plausible read of the situation, I think.
In order to understand that question, the Bergman's question, you have to assume that the fetus is some special category. Otherwise, anytime somebody is pointing at your head and says, kill so-and-so, I understand that.
Not kill so-and-so.
Meaning, like...
It's not Resicha to kill
him. No, I understand. Right. But... He's understanding it as some type of rodef, but a rodef has to be...
No, he's not a rodef. The baby's not a rodef. That's the question. The baby's not really a rodef in this case.
Right. But isn't that the sort of the subtext of his question, is questioning the idea of the baby being a rodef?
He's saying the baby here... No, in... What do you mean?
Because that's the way the Rambam presents it, right?
No, so the Rambam, though, he's reading the Rambam only Mishiyash Balamash, where you need rodef. Before that, you don't need rodef. Before that, any Pekoch Nefesh is Mutter. So if Unterman didn't go with this Mahalach, I'm just now putting these two things together. According to answer, you can use this Mahalach to answer Rav Unterman's Kasha. Right? According to his Mahalach, I think Rav Unterman's Kasha is answered. Rav Unterman just pointed out, we don't necessarily follow this Mahalach. So, like, Lamaisa, what do you do? Not possible. According to our Chesed, reading of the Rambam, it seems like, I think it should be Mutter. I think. Unless he says it's a Bizrayo, we haven't, we'll see. He doesn't really go more than that. Fine. So then... He says, yeah, but now he has a problem. Yashvala mashber, akar latzeis, hotzi rosha. We have these, like, we know when the baby comes out, and we know when the baby's inside. And then we have this, like, transition period inside, so he kind of hodgepodges it all together and says, no, they're all occurring at the same time, right? There's this, because Tosfos in Nidam Mem Daled said, right, that mish yashvala mashber umeisas or mechal shabbos. Ay, lo hotzi rosha, right? So if you killed that baby, you wouldn't be chayav ratzicha. He says, nonetheless, you saved the baby's life because the mother died. So he says, yeah, that only works one way. There's two different gedarim. You could save the life beforehand, but you're not chayav misa until afterwards. He effectively just says that there's two issues. You can read it. He says, "V'adayin kashul yimashakat haRamban b'torasa adam haRan v'arosh perik pasvad yom lachol halachos gedolos." The sfirle in the mechalim lahatzalasa uber. Right, right. The question there we saw in the Ramban. You have a question?
I just want to go back to the Rambam that I mentioned, because the Rambam certainly had to pass in, like, the Mishnah. But
he just quoted the Mishnah.
Right, but he didn't necessarily have to pass in, like, Shmuel.
That what?
Like, I heard the Shmuel, that you kill the Vlad Tchila.
Okay.
Meaning there, it seemed that the point of killing the Vlad Tchila, because you could wait until the woman herself...
No, that would be Nivel HaMeis. The Gemara says that would be Nivel HaMeis. That's why we killed the baby first.
Right, but that's not Pikuach Nefesh.
But if the Rambam is holding Gerach Imo... Then it's Mishum, the din is chal and over also. There's no shayla. Meaning the din is chal and over also. So whether we kill the over has to die also.
In other words...
The Ram at some point is going to ask, yeah, so why don't we kill the over when he comes out? Okay. Meaning...
It's a good hara.
So we'll deal with that when we get to it. But if you hold the Arachim, there's no shayla.
Right, meaning being hachmeikach, either it's lav, either like the Ran, it's lav yirach imo.
Yeah, it's like airtight. It's pretty good.
And therefore, just in Nisr Kal, if it's yirach imo, then
it could be Nisr Asmi, but here it's different because it's yirach imo. You have to remember it's yirach imo. So there's
more hadin on the baby and the real, and then the Ran's kasha is the kasha. But
we'll deal with the Ran's kasha.
Right,
we'll get to it. He deals with the Ran's kasha. It's a very long trip. He deals with the Ran's kasha.
Okay, so it's not necessarily right that it's a low. I mean, either way, it's an Isr that you can
Well, Ritzich is put aside for Harigas Bezdin, right. For Misas Bezdin, so whatever the Isser is not gonna, it's not a Raya.
Right.
It could still be Ritzich also. But, right, it could be, but it's not, because it's only the Rodef after. So it's unlikely to be Ritzich, but whatever. It could be up to the Isser of Ritzich, is all I'm pointing out. That Gemara is not a Raya. So remember, we saw in the Ramban, in Tarsa Adam, the Machlekes, whether a woman can eat on Yom Kippur or not to save the baby or just to save her life. So he says, because of Ramban, the Ikla Manta Amr, Eimechal Mishum Nefalim, Betamate, Yoshevet Salam Masper, Umesa B'Shabbos. So why, when she dies on Shabbos, Yimechal Shabbos for the Uber? I thought you don't eat in Yom Kippur for the Uber. Right? Time Achrina, who the Kevin Shemesa, who Kiyolo, the two love Yerachimo, who the love Bidida Tali, right? You're allowed to save the baby because it's no longer Yerachimo. It's Kemunach Bekufs, according to the language of Tosfos and Nida. Hare the Masmi Dvarf, the Emasa, Lochashvin, like Yerachimo, Rak Achar Shemesa Imo. Is it only after she dies? Or is it even Yashvala Mashper? Is Yashvala Mashper or Mesa? Only once Mesa do we do it. What about Yashvala Mashper? I just told you before Yashvala Mashper is already Kufachrinahu. The Ramban saying only when she dies is Kufachrinahu. He says, Mashper, hold on to Imo Chaya. After Yashvala Mashper, Chashvin like Yerachimo. It sounds like hold on to she's alive. It's Yerachimo until he comes out. So the Shtickle Seer, he says, no, Imkin Hadrakushila Rambam. He says, no. Really, really, really. Once Yashvala Mashper would be Mutter also, and the Rambam just told him, Milta de Psika, it's easier to Paschim. So he really puts all these together. Once the Vlad comes out, once the Vlad is Akar Alatzeis Yashra Alamashver, all Huadin, it's all the same thing. Leaving aside the Tosfos Navat Azara for a minute, there's no Isser of Gozes or Okri Dover Migidulo at that point. One Akar Alatzeis, it's Nilav Yerachimo, and it's all the same. You have no kashas from Mishana. Fine. Okay? Fine. So that's how he answers it. Okay. So he says now he's going to do his l'shitase. He's going to try to prove that he's right. I think he does a very good job. If you want to, we'll stop here. Well, let's just stop here, actually. And we'll do l'shitase next time. He has three l'shitase in the Rambam. In each place, the Ravid disagrees. He proves that the Ravid's l'shitase. And he tells you this has to be that way. And he has, like, it's a geschmack. He puts the Rambam, there's a very famous Rambam, the Migdal Oz already, he said, the Rambam here says, Kirodev. He doesn't say the word Rodev. The Migdal Oz already points out that there's another Rambam, right? If the Rambam says in Halchas Gzelos, Sfina Haishas, in Chovelu Mazik, Sfina Shachas Relehi Shaber, Mikovet Amasui, right? The Sfina is too heavy, it's going to drown. The Amar Echad Mehen Vehikil Mi Masav Eshlich Bayam Potter. And somebody stood there and started throwing off the stuff into the water so it would float. He's Potter on what about all the property? He's Chayav on Mizmazik. He's Potter. Shamasaba Kemo Rodef Acharim Lahargam. Because the extra weight is like a Rodef after them to kill them. Umitzvah Rabba Asa Sheshlich Vehoshiyam. And he did a mitzvah. He saved everyone's life. Problem is that the Rambam in Gzela says the following. Svina Shaisa Mehalechas Bayam Ve'amad Alea Nachshol V'tava. And then a big wave came and knocked it down. Vehikilu Mi Masa. And then they started throwing off the stuff again. So mechashvin alafi masoi ven mechashvin alafi mamun. So then, yeah, everyone's chayav to pay legabe the percentage of how much of the masa was yours, right? Because if everyone throws off their one suitcase, so that's fine. But if you have 10 and I have one, so we'll have to cheshbin out. We have to cheshbin out how much masa you had and how much masa I had, and then we'll each be chayav. We'll each be responsible up to a certain amount, right? Let's say we each had to throw off 10%, but I throw off 30% of yours. I'll be chayav for 20%. I threw off all your stuff.
So I'm saying, what's everyone paying for?
So let's say I could have thrown off 10% of everyone's belongings, but I throw off 30% of your belongings and only 2% of his belongings. Mm-hmm. So I'm chayav on your 20%. Right? I could have thrown off only 10% of each person's belongings, but I was frantic and just threw...
Where's the Rambam?
That's a Rambam in the Gzela Perek Yud Beis. We'll see this. As opposed to the Rambam in Chovel Umazik. And so he points out they're all a shitase. The Raiva disagrees in each place. And he tries to prove that, therefore, the Rambam has a very particular shita of Halitzalas HaNir, a particular shita on Rodef, and it all goes together. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here, and we'll meet next time.